is a certified hood classic.
Dilly came in the game of fortune and fame and said I didn't want it. They doubted. I found a team, we met on lane, and now they all say that we bout it. We got more rings than Audis. I'm Audi. My team bring the heat like the Saudis. Live in the south with my family from Cali and shit at the bay. We don't live in the valley. No.
Hey yo, this is a world.
All right, Trey, go in.
Somebody get me two throwback jerseys,
go.
Two Nike headbands, and a pair of white forces. Save lives, and make sure when you spell that name, it's all lowercase with a period.
Dilly came in the game of fortune and fame, and said I didn't want it. They doubted.
Yo, that bass hard, man.
They added the 808 when it came back in.
We bout it. We got more rings than Audis. I'm Audi. My team bring the heat like the Saudis. Living in the south with my family from Cali. And
you know what's funny though? I really did think about freestyling one day. Just throw on a beat and I just start freestyling. But I can't freestyle though.
Dude,
like, it's not gonna sound good.
Bro, just give it a try.
You just gotta practice.
It's all about practice.
No, not with freestyle.
Yes, sir. Yo, what up, people? What up, people? As you know, and maybe don't know, this is the ET Podcast with myself included, Eric Badillo Ramirez. Yo, yo, yo. And we got, do you want me to say your full legal name or no?
No, why would you say my full legal name? I am Trey. Let's do this.
Also known as?
Robert Peace. The
California.
Eastside Edifier.
I was going to say.
You just messed me up as I was talking. You said the California. What'd you say?
No. It's because in The Office, there's this guy named Robert California. He becomes like the CEO.
No, Robert Peace, a.k.a. the Eastside Edifier, a.k.a. the Cosmic Carolinian, a.k.a.
A.k.a. the Trap Star.
No, Drip Bayless.
Bayless.
And, this is the ET Podcast. Welcome.
Yes.
Returning guests, first-time listeners, people on YouTube, people on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
And y'all nosy
all
people.
All of that.
I'm just kidding.
And nosy people.
No,
welcome.
We all love you.
And this is episode 101.
And a cool thing, I'm sorry I'm interrupting
no,
you
no,
a
no,
lot,
no.
But
ahead.
I'm really excited about this because it is our second anniversary. You already know we are going strong for 2 years, and even though the numbers don't show, we've been working.
Why'd you have to say that?
Yeah, no, hey, look. All of this is just a progress. It's a process, and we're moving forward. You know, the thing that I admire about both of us, and we talked about this in the last episode, is consistency.
Consistency, yep.
That's what it's all about. And if you don't have consistency, you're not going to get anywhere.
No.
You know, so we just keep going, and, eventually, you know, and I've been thinking about this, and I guess putting into religious perspectives. I was in service the other day, and they were talking about how, you know, God is basically the creator of everything, and how, you know, because they were referencing the fact that, you know, in especially here in Minnesota, that one day it could be sunny, it could be so nice, but the next couple hours it could be like cold as heck with a freaking snowstorm and blizzard, you know, and they were saying like, you know, you are created by this God that can make anything happen in an instant.
Yeah.
You know, if it's his will, like he can make things like appear or he can make you great in just a matter of seconds. And that's with anything too. Like let's say with any whatever, video or whatever, anybody can go viral in these days.
Yeah.
So, hey.
Your brother.
Yeah, my brother. Viral. Yeah, like. Yeah. Dude, and he had that video for almost like what? Like I would say like 3 years.
Yeah.
And then eventually like this dude got like viral in one of his videos and like had over like it had millions of views.
Mm.
So I'm like, dang.
Yeah. No, it's you're right. You're right.
So, yeah. But what's up, Trey?
So as Eric said, anything could happen.
Yeah.
You know, with God, through God, all things are possible. And but until we reach that point though, we still want to do a little bit of reflecting to celebrate our second year in the podcast industry playing field, you know.
You know.
And we figured it would be cool to just pick like different moments here and there from some of our favorite episodes, our personal favorite episodes.
Oh yeah.
And yeah. And so that's what that's what we're gonna do pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, my original plan, and maybe you guys will want to see this eventually, but I want Eric to teach me how to speak Spanish. So we need to save that as like a future episode or something. You guys let us know if you would be interested in seeing that. Because as you guys can probably hear sometimes, I struggle to even talk. I get tongue tied and stuff. And yeah.
That's because you're from Carolina.
That's also a handicap too. You know, being from the South, not pronouncing my INGs and stuff. And, you know. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, we'll do that eventually.
Eventually.
Though. But yeah, so right off the bat, I will say, and we just said this, we were just talking about this before we started recording. One of my favorite moments that we've had on the podcast was the episode with where Pip was talking about the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Okay, yeah.
And she was talking about the part on there where the dude was like, what is the meaning of life? And then, oh, crap. What is the meaning of life? And the robot or whatever was like 42.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 42. Like, what are you talking about? And then Pip had like kind of broke it down. Well, in our terms, in like a Christian's terms or whatever, she was like, the number of man is 3. The number of God is 6. Or no, seven. Sorry, 7. 7. And I forgot. Wait a minute. How did she get to 42?
That's what I was thinking too.
Dang it, I forgot. The number of completion is 7.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe. Dang. I don't know. Anyway, it equaled up to 42. And then I think she looked up what 42 meant. As far as like biblical numerology and all of that, and I forgot what it meant. Eric can look it up real quick.
Yeah, I know.
That was one of my favorite episodes because it just was kind of like it just blew my mind.
So it just I mean, it's pretty much the same thing. Number 42 is the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. The answer, ultimate question, life, the universe, and everything. But I guess yeah, because I think it was I think it was like 7 and 9. I think it was 9.
Oh,
yeah, because I mean that equals like 42. Yeah,
that's closer, so. But it was something to that effect. I can't remember exactly what it was.
Oh, actually, no, it does
not. overshot actually. Yeah.
No, but. Yeah, no. It was impressive, and I mean, maybe we'll definitely like you know we'll show you the videos here and there.
Yeah.
About that, I guess that specific point in time where we actually, we can go dig down and put them up, and, you know, and like listen, a little clip.
And I don't mean to like pump ourselves up, but I do not remember what episode that was. That was so long ago. As you guys heard us say, this is episode 101. So I do not remember. I'm going to have to go back and listen because I don't remember which one that was. But yeah, so that's my first favorite one.
Yeah, that would be like one of your tops.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, for me, I think it was more like that series we did with Pastor Terrence. I think it was pretty cool because I mean I think we did one or two. No, it was actually one.
We did one.
Where eventually we started talking about
the Disney takeover
and how apparently because I don't know what it was happening around that time Disney had bought out like Fox and all these crazy like and we were talking about like dang like oh yeah like all these corporations that came along with it and we're like dang like Disney's like taking over everything
because he said just imagine seeing like Thanos with Mickey Mouse ears or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
he
snaps
his fingers and he has all the Infinity Stones being the different corporations. So like Fox and like all these different companies and stuff. That was funny. That was funny. That was now I do remember this one because that was like early.
Yeah.
So that was like post-snapping.
Post-napping. Yeah, that's and, the one.
Because we had Brady on that.
I think it was before. Yeah,
he was on the one before.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then we had Pastor Terrence, and it was just crazy how we're just talking about Disney and how, like, it was, like, taking over the whole entire industry and whatnot. And it would, what did he say that he was, like, something about Disney making it, like, snap and
He everything was like, that's like, the end game. Right?
Eventually.
For them to just take dude, over everything.
I'm saying, dude. No, honestly, that was fun. I mean, all the guests that we had, honestly, I would say that it was a great experience having different types of people, you know, having, pastors, friends, people that, filmmakers, dude, we just had different types of people in it.
Can I tell you something real
quick?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Now, I don't know if we're going to release, you know what? We are going to release this episode on Sunday. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because, I mean, that's perfect. So, yeah. Don't expect an episode next Tuesday.
Actually, you'll be listening to this. Yeah. I mean, I don't even know. We don't have to let.
Anyway.
They'll know. They'll know when it's up.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm going to tell you something real quick, which is this might be leaked information or whatever.
Yeah.
So, speaking of those filmmakers, Brady and Victoria, I mean, I know we only have Brady on, but... me and Denise actually just shot something with them.
Oh, sweet.
It's for like this Valentine's Day thing they're having at the church. And, I think our part was called like the hands of God or something like that. I don't know. So like basically they had like, where they do, like different, like little news things, but I don't know. It's like a set. It's basically like, announcements. Or, it's like a set.
Yeah, like a little studio. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they set up like this like white curtain and it had like purple and green lights and stuff. And like it was dark too. And so it's supposed to be like silhouettes and stuff like that and just show like different. I don't know how it's going to look at the end. I haven't seen anything from it. But yeah.
That's cool.
Actually, I wouldn't be bringing it up. I did see some of it. There was a part where... me and Denise like had to dance.
That's cute.
And so, but I don't think that part is going in there. So that's all that I saw. But it just looked good though, because just like the set that they had put together, because it was like it's like a white backdrop, and then there's like this, and there's like a light over the backdrop, and then like they have the purple, and green lights shimmering or whatever on it. So anyway,
that's cool.
But film directors.
Yeah. Yeah. We just have different types of people. And, I think that's honestly a cool experience for us, you know, to just, be able to interact with all these people, talk to them about their stories. And honestly, like with me, I enjoy those times because I feel like it's very special, especially having people that, you know, kind of like not admire us, but like support our podcast, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And another one, dude, actually, you know, Black and White, actually our like biggest like viewed video on YouTube.
On YouTube, that's our biggest one. And then our very first episode is the biggest one on SoundCloud.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. Yep. So that's funny. And I don't know why people gravitated towards Black and White like that.
I'm guessing because of the name.
Yeah, but
and around that time, that's when like there was like a bunch of like racial stuff going on and whatnot. Yeah,
not
it was
as much around that time,
but there was kind of some.
Well, there's always. I mean, for like the past,
I don't even know what we talked about that.
I think we were talking about how like certain situations,
dude. I remember what it was.
Okay.
Yeah, no, go.
It was like certain situations, like, do you come at it from like, you know, like this is the way it needs to be or whatever, or do you like hear a person out and like sympathize with what they're going through or something? Like for example, my friend that's bi and stuff, like was I supposed to like come at him, you know, like this is wrong, you're going to hell, blah blah blah. Like, yeah, that's what the whole thing was about. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yep.
No, yeah, that was a really good, interesting, for me, episode, because it plays a lot, and that plays a lot, like, in my daily life with the people that I interact with and, you know, try to, you know, talk to and you know, share our experiences and whatnot, and mm-hmm. not try to convert, because I'm not the one to convert. I mean, we are only there to plant a seed. Eventually, you'll grow. But it's not our job. Our job is to actually put in work and just, like, drop it.
Right.
Chill.
Right. Yeah. You know? No, you just, you say whatever you feel like God has put on your heart to say to that person, and then you just leave it at that. You don't sit there and try to
right.
force them to do what you think is right and all that. Like, that's the wrong way to go about if you're trying to save somebody's soul. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's obviously. And I just want to say something, too, while we're reflecting on these episodes. The same way that we thought back then may not necessarily be the same way that we think now. Like, I remember, like, when we first started, I was so uptight and I was trying to walk on eggshells and stuff to please the Christian community. But at the same time, you do have to see things black and white. I mean, well gray.
Yeah, gray.
Gray. Yeah. And so I have changed. I don't have the same way of thinking as I did, because you have to be led by the Spirit, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
For everything. So you can't just give a definitive answer for every single thing under the sun.
That
you got to hear what God says first. So a lot of the stuff that I said when we first started, I'm not the same. I don't think the same way, or I try not to think the same way. And I try to think before I speak, you know?
Yeah.
Because like, I remember I said something about, I forgot which episode it was, but I said something about Wyan W. Melly, the dude who had allegedly killed his best friends and stuff. And I was talking about, well, you know, that was like abortion because you aborted somebody's baby and all. I was saying like I don't know. Well, I was like, yeah. So my apologies. If anybody watches this episode and then you go back and watch our older episodes and hear some of the idiotic stuff that I said.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I feel you. But we all change.
Yeah.
You all change for the better. But yeah, I mean, I feel like those, like, our series were always good. Like, yeah. Even, what's it called? Hidden Dirt. Even though we still have Hidden Dirt pendings.
Yeah.
We definitely got to do one. And I guess with everything going on, dude, I have like a really perfect one. So if any of you guys are very big in conspiracies, we're going to do like a, kind of like a raffle to see who, depends on how many people want to be part of it. So,
yeah,
we can only have one guest per episode.
Yeah. Also, for for people, well, no, because we could do Zoom.
Yeah, I mean, we can do that too.
But I see what you're saying, though. Like, Zoom, Eric doesn't like Zoom.
I don't.
It takes away from it because it's almost like, especially when you got multiple people, it's like playing hopscotch to see, like, you know, because, yeah, anyway.
No, I don't like it. And because I don't get to do this.
Well, you can still hit the buttons.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
From Zoom?
Yes.
No, can I?
Bruh, I promise you, they can hear the buttons.
Oh, well, yeah, but I can't do it. Like, me physically doing it.
If you come here and we have people on Zoom.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I was talking about, like, when we do it alone.
Oh, no. Yeah. I would have to hit the buttons. You would still be able to hear it, but you don't
get to
actually press it.
Yeah. Anyway. For sure. But if anybody wants to do
Hidden Dirt Part 3.
Part 3. We're more than open to that because with all these, I don't know, dude. Honestly, dude, I've been saying this. It's going to get worse. We're just, you know, and it's so funny. And I guess this is like going out on a rabbit trail, but how it's funny how, like, apparently COVID dropped. Like,
I heard about that.
After the elections, there was no COVID.
Well, numbers.
They've been dropping somehow.
The death toll is still high, but the new cases is dropping. But I don't understand how that works with two new strands of it, you know?
I don't know.
I guess there's been more vaccinations.
I don't even know, man. But I mean, right now, and it's so funny how, like, every certain things are, like, you know, like, let's say, like, the social media. I mean, like, the social medias or, like, the news outlets and stuff, because more right now. They're focused on the impeachment, and that's all you see all day. But COVID is like, all right, let's just put it in the shelf.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's just crazy. But anyways, there's a lot of conspiracies, a lot of things we can come up to and like have put our opinions on it. But but yeah, if anybody's interested, definitely let us know, because we want to interact with you guys and
yeah,
and see what your thoughts are on certain things. But anyways, those are my favorite episodes.
Another one of my favorites was Expecto Patronum. I think that's how you say it.
Okay.
Where we had Juan on, and we were just talking about bringing a light to the darkness, basically.
Oh, that's good.
And
yeah.
I took that from Harry Potter, and that's why we called the episode that, because he used that against the, forgot those things' names, but the Grim Reaper looking things in Harry Potter.
Is the one with, oh no, never mind. That's not him.
It's like the black figure things that were. Like, remember when he saw that deer? I forgot which Harry Potter that was.
Dude, I've never seen Harry Potter's. None of the movies.
All right. Well, moving on. So, yeah, that was another great episode. Like I said, just bringing light to the darkness. And that's what this podcast tries to do.
Yes, sir.
Or that's part of, we do a lot here. So, let's just.
Yeah, we try to be.
But that's one thing, though, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously, like you know, with this new season, we want to try to do new things. And right now, obviously, because it's our anniversary, but expect for more, because we're gonna be being more active. Hopefully, you know, with more things being open, we might, you know, try different like things to do.
Yeah,
like maybe interact more with people. And just try to be, like I said, we want to be a podcast for the community, for people that don't have a voice or are too afraid, I don't know, and yeah. Maybe don't feel comfortable. But yeah, that's really what we're trying to do. And I mean, with this 2 years, we've learned a lot, and we keep learning. And
yeah,
and our goal is to just keep doing better and better every day, every year, so...
Yeah. Oh, speaking of interacting with people, I met one of our listeners, followers, Karen Faye.
Yeah.
I believe I'm saying her name right. Met her. She's super cool. She works at the school.
Okay.
Now, so ran into her, and I wasn't sure because like I kept like seeing her like on our IG stories and stuff. And so I just asked out of curiosity or whatever. I was like, yeah. Do you follow our podcast? She was like, yeah, I follow the podcast.
That's cool.
So shout out to Karen.
That's nice.
And she's not a typical Karen, you know. She's not that Karen.
She's not the typical Karen.
She's just someone that happens to be named Karen. So don't go up to her and being rude and stuff. So,
Yo. Well, thank you, Karen, for watching us and supporting us.
Yeah.
Want to make... Yeah, we're just trying to do our best.
Yep.
Yo. So. Yes, guys. Well, thank you for listening. And next week, we're going to come up with cool things. So stay on the lookout. Please interact with us. Share us anything that you guys want to see. Comment if you want to be in the podcast. We really mean that.
Yeah.
And just be ready, because if you do, we're going to do what we said last time. We're going to kidnap you. So just keep that in mind with it. Just basically participate on your own risk.
Yeah,
or volunteer at your own risk. So
by the way, I just want to announce that on February 26th we will be dropping a special episode. And that episode is going to be about my project that comes out the same day. So we're going to have a listening party on Zoom. It's going to be me, Eric, pretty much everybody that has something to do with the project. And so all the people that are going to be on there is going to be me, Eric, my wife, Jacob, of course, because he produced the entire thing from scratch, sir, with the exception of one track, and Caleb Burr. So you guys don't want to miss this. Everybody will talk about their part that they played in the project. I'll be playing as many songs as I can. It might be a little bit longer episode. I don't know. But yeah, be on the lookout for that. It's going to be a good episode. Next week. Okay. Next week, though, you said something dope.
Yeah.
We're going to figure out something dope. We do have an idea that involves food. So yeah, we might do that next week.
Oh, that could work.
I don't know which one we want to do first.
But we'll figure it out. We'll you guys will see.
Yeah.
So just definitely keep following us on IG.
Yeah.
Let your friends know. And obviously in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube. And yeah, we're going to be more on YouTube because of all the stuff that we're going to do this season. So definitely see us a lot more there. But yeah.
Mach 4.
Yeah, but keep yourself updated. Everything we post is going to be in IG. So.
Mm-hmm. And yes, sir. If you subscribe on YouTube, hit the notification bell, subscribe, do all of that stuff. You know how the YouTubers go off and go on and on and on. Do all of that for our YouTube channel as well.
Yes,
and,
sir.
We will see you guys on the next episode.